Praise the Lord, beloved people, precious listeners. Today marks the fourth episode of our continuity in the book Marriage Lessons by Pastor Lenin Were. In the last episode, we tackled the third chapter of the book, which was about rediscovering friendship and oneness. We based our discussion basically in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 5, from verse 18, which says that let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. It was an awesome moment, very, very powerful discussion that we had from this book. Therefore, just like I said earlier on, we are tackling the fourth episode of our series. The book is about the Marriage School by Pastor Lenin Were. Over and over again, I've introduced this man of God, and we have seen tremendous work he has been doing in counseling marriages, both locally and internationally and in the global space. I said that this man of God is a seasoned marriage counselor. He is also a married man, is a father, is a husband. He's holding so many accolades, serving a master's degree from Moody Theological School in Chicago, Illinois. Therefore, he has a robust knowledge and experience in the matters concerning marriages, counseling, and relationships. So, fast forward, I want to highlight some of the important things we saw in the third episode of our series, whereby we were discussing on the third chapter, Rediscovering Friendship and Oneness, whereby we saw very, very significant steps to take as a married couple, whereby we saw the dangers of outside, this issue of having a best friend much better than your spouse. We saw the rebuilding of friendship in marriage. We also discussed a word to husband and wives. And finally, we saw that marriage was a covenant and is a covenant and not a contract. So when we talk about rebuilding friendship in marriage, we say that it is important to talk every day, not just about calls or logistics, but about feelings, goals, frustrations, and faith. We also saw that it is important to create space for each other, set aside time without distraction, go on walks, share meals, laugh together again. We also saw that it was important to always be a vulnerable person to your spouse, be vulnerable to each other. Best friendships are built on transparency. Share what's going on in your heart. The fourth aspect we saw was about listening well. It is important that we be good listeners. Remember, this is RTD Church Christian Radio. The one speaking to you is your host, Joseph Lumumba. Moving forward, precious listeners, we spoke about the aspect of praying together. Couples that pray together, they grow closer as prayers soften hearts and invites God to work. Beloved people, precious listeners, we saw also about this aspect of word for wives and husbands, whereby there was a great counsel to the husbands. We said, rejoice in the wife of your youth. Don't let time, aging, or routine dim the light you have for your love. Compliment her. Pursue her again. Pursue her heart again. Make her feel chosen every day, not just on your wedding day. Also, we had a counsel to the wives, whereby we saw that wives are encouraged to encourage their husbands, respect them, be their cheerleader when the world is discouraging them. Let your word build him up, not tear him down. He longs for admiration, and the ones he loves most is the wife. That was quite intriguing, beloved people, precious listeners. That one was the icing of our discussion by then, where we saw that marriage is not a contract based on performance. It is a covenant based on commitment. Love is not sustained by convenience, but by consistent sacrificial effort. That effort follows, or sorry, flows most naturally when your spouse is not just your partner, but your friend. That was quite encouraging, precious listeners. Finally, we saw the key reminders. The first reminder was to rekindle relationship with your spouse as your best friend. Avoid emotional attachments to others that replace your spouse's role. Prioritize time, conversation, and laughter together. And finally, we saw that marriage is a daily choice to love, to serve, and to stay committed. And that was what we discussed in the last episode, the third episode of the book, Marriage School by Pastor Lenin Were. So moving forward, today we are moving to the fourth episode, the fourth chapter of this book. The chapter is titled Becoming a Godly Woman of Influence. So before we begin, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. You are God Almighty, Savior of the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you have remained to be God. Apart from you, there is no other God. Father, even as we are going to discuss the fourth episode of this book, Marriage School, by the servant of God, Pastor Lenin, Father, I pray that bless that listener, bless that person who is going to listen through this portal, that whatever we are going to discuss may be of significant use in their lives. Father, I want to say thank you, for your blood is still fresh flowing from altars of heaven. Cleanse us, sanctify us, because you are worthy. Receive all the honor, receive all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust, believe, and pray. Amen. Thank you, beloved people, precious listeners, once again. This is your host, Joseph Lumumba, RTD Church Christian Radio. So we are moving to our next episode, the fourth episode of this book, The Marriage School, whereby I said we are going to tackle the fourth chapter of this book, Becoming a Godly Woman of Influence. We are going to anchor our discussion in the book of Genesis, chapter number 17, from verse 16, New King James Version, which says, "And I will bless her, and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall be from her." That is the opening scripture of our fourth episode, beloved people, precious listeners. So the first paragraph of this episode, the author of the book Marriage School, which Pastor Lenin Were, is saying that God's promise to Sarah was more about bearing one child. It was a destiny declaration. He called her to become the mother of many nations. That same calling extends today to every woman who chooses to walk in godliness, character, and purpose. Motherhood in the kingdom of God is not just biological, it is spiritual. You can birth nations through the way you live, you lead, and love others. But there is a cost: self-denial, wisdom, maturity, and spiritual discipline. So when you look at the character we are discussing in this chapter, we are talking about Sarah, who was first Sarai, but after receiving these blessings we are reading from Genesis 17:16, now is becoming mother of many nations. Now her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah. So which cost did she pay for her name to be and identity to be changed, that she is now going to be called a mother of many nations, when in other quarters she was seen as a barren woman who would not even give birth? We see that there was a specific cost that this woman had to pay. Number one, we are seeing that she denied herself. She denied herself from the public opinion and what people would want to say about her. She didn't want to listen to people's opinion. But she waited upon the unseen God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Another thing, she was a wise woman. She moved with wisdom. As we move forward, you see, if you read the scripture moving forward, you see that this woman was endowed with wisdom. She was endowed with maturity, and she also was endowed with spiritual discipline, meaning she submitted to his husband and she worshipped the God of his husband. If you continue reading the scriptures, you'll see where Sarah is calling Abraham my Lord. That was the highest level of spiritual discipline, spiritual maturity. And also you see that she was so much submissive to the union between her and the husband. That is where we see self-denial, we see wisdom, we see maturity. And finally, we see the spiritual discipline. So the author is moving forward and is asking us a rhetorical question: where are today's Sarahs? In a world consumed with outer beauty, social media attention, and selfish ambition, God is still calling women to rise and take their rightful place, not as trendsetters, but as nation shapers. We need women who, number one, are more concerned with their character than their cosmetics. Number two, women who would teach younger women the meaning of dignity, discretion, and love. We need women who would model faithfulness, modesty, and inner strength. We need women who would choose influence over popularity and purpose over pleasure. Our generation is filled with daughters but lacks true mothers. That is why young people are spiritually malnourished, emotionally unstable, and culturally confused. A mother of many nations nurtures not only her children, but also generations to come. That's quite amazing, beloved people, precious listeners, that as a woman of faith, you are a book that the rest or other people are reading. They are studying from you. Therefore, if you are spiritually malnourished, the influence around you will also be malnourished. But if you are spiritually strong and nourished, even those who are around you will be able to do what is required of them. They will imitate. They will look at you and they say, no, that is my role model. Remember, when you have a good fellowship with the people, your standards and morality are right, it will influence the people surrounding you, because the aura you will be exuding will be of morality, emotional stability, and culturally correct. So a mother of many nations nurtures not only her children, but also generations to come. The next point moving forward is modern culture versus biblical womanhood. In this culture of modernity, what are we seeing? And when we look at the scriptures, this issue or aspect of biblical womanhood, what do we see? We see that too many mothers today compete with their daughters and rather than mentoring them. Mothers are dressed like teenagers, more time in salons than prayer closets, more invested in career than character, chasing youth than rather than embracing legacy. I think that one is something we can attest and testify, that sometimes it is difficult even to distinguish between who is the mother and who is the daughter, because the stiff competition and postmodernism demands are making people even to forget their roles and responsibilities. So God's call is clear in the book of Titus, chapter number 2, from verse 4 to 5, in New King James, King James Version. He says, "Admonish the young women to love their husbands, not to love their children to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So if you can teach your daughter how to be a woman of God, who will? If you cannot teach your daughter to be a woman of God, who will? That's a very, very important question as a spiritually correct woman, because that is very, very important. It is a commandment from God himself that admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, homemakers, to be good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. But society of today, we end up blaming the church, we end up blaming the government, we end up blaming the society. Yet this is a personal decision, this is an individual responsibility, that when you are disciplined, it will be seen in your children. As a young mother, as a young woman, when you walk around with your child, what can people learn from that child? That is you. If your child is abusive, people will not talk about who is the father. They will always ask who is the mother to this child. When your child is disciplined, they will say that you are a very good woman, you are a very good mother, you are raising your kids well. So it is a responsibility. It is not a competition. So that's why that rhetorical question is quite important, beloved people, precious listeners. If you cannot teach your daughter how to become a woman of God, who will? If you do not teach your daughter to be morally upright, if you don't teach your daughter to be responsible, if you don't teach your daughter to take care of herself, if you don't teach her how to approach issues of life, who will? Because if you don't do that, the society will do it for you. But you see, out there are marauding lions. There's prostitution, there's pornography, there's child sex. All these things, the nudity, everywhere, watched in the internet. When your daughter is alone, when you are having your daughter nearby, what do you tell her? How do you handle her? Those are very, very important things, beloved people, precious listeners, that we need to look into. Moving forward, blessed people, precious listeners, remember this is RTD Church Christian Radio. Those who are listening this for the first time, this is your host, Joseph Lumumba. We are discussing and we're having a series in the book, Marriage School, by Pastor Lenin Were. Remember, this is a book, a blueprint that is giving us intrigues about marriage, about relationships, and about the fear of God. So as we move forward, blessed listener, we want to look at the mother's mantle. When you as a mother, you have been given a mantle, what does it mean? As a mother of nations, you need to be very, very cognizant of the environment. You need to be very, very cognizant of the people surrounding you. You need to be very, very cognizant of the things happening around the community, the society, the nation, and even in the global stage. Because from our main character, Sarah, we see that she started from family until now she reached the pinnacle of the global stage. That's why this message is now reaching ends of the earth, the character of Sarah. So a mother of nations carries the weight of the following. Number one, a mother of nation carries the weight of counseling with wisdom, not counseling with impunity. There are some mothers, instead of exuding wisdom from their tongue, they exude impunity. So they are counseling instead of building, they keep on tearing apart. Number two, a mother of nations carries the weight of modeling purity and dignity. That is very, very important. Modeling purity and dignity. From where you are seated, if somebody sees your daughter, will he or she see a pure daughter? Will he or she see a dignified daughter, a dignified son? So when you model the children, when you model your daughter, when you model your child, it is therefore important that there must be purity, there must be dignity. But you see, some of the mothers around the world, they are modeling their children into lesbianism, into gay, into transgender, and all these things. Oh, that someone is saying that, oh, you see, my child is supposed to be a boy, but her personality is carried in the body of a woman. That my daughter, my son is supposed to be a woman, but his personality is carried in the body of a woman or a man. Those are irrational thinking, irrational thoughts that should not be coming from a dignified woman, because you need to model purity and dignity. Also, it is important to understand that as a mother of nations, you carry the weight of correcting in love, not correcting in hate. When you correct people around you, correct them with love, with care, such that you may win their souls back to the Lord, not scattering their spirit, not believing discussions or solutions to problems that are very, very uncouth decisions that may end up bringing hemorrhage than healing. Therefore, it is very, very important to be presenting your issues and yourself in a more prerequisite decorum. Moving forward, beloved people, precious listeners, we are seeing that it is important as a mother of nations to be protecting the next generation from harm. That is very wide. Protecting next generation from harm. Harm from what? Harm from sex slavery. Harm from prostitution. Harm from drug and substance abuse. Harm from pornography. Harm from lesbianism. Harm from transgender and all these things. You need to protect the next generation. Harm against exposure of their bodies, the nudity. That is very, very important, because nowadays, even in our houses, we have soft pornography. As a woman, you want to undress before your young child, they are seeing your nudity. That is soft pornography. So all these things, you need to protect the next generation. Just like Sarah protected Isaac from negative influence of Ishmael, mothers must be vigilant. This generation needs women who will shield children from destructive media, broken relationships, and misguided ideologies. Moving forward, even as we are going to finish, beloved people, precious listeners, remember, this is RCD Church Christian Radio. Today we are doing our fourth episode of the book Marriage School by Pastor Lenin Were, the founder of RCD Church Christian Radio and the founder of RCD Church International. Remember, we are global. Even as we move on this episode, it is important to understand that this is a global community. You can subscribe to our channels in YouTube, in Twitter, in TikTok, in Facebook, even as we move on. So what are the mother's responsibility, beloved people, precious listeners? The first responsibility as a mother is that be your husband's trusted companion. Do not compete, but complete him. There is no need for competition in the house, in your union, in your marriage, because Sarah never competed Abraham, but he completed Abraham. Abraham is now becoming father of many nations. Sarah is becoming now mother of many nations. That is quite amazing, and that is quite encouraging, beloved people, precious listeners. We move forward, we see another aspect: create a godly home environment, clean, safe, loving, and prayerful. Creating godly home environment, away from dramas, away from violence, away from prejudice, a godly home environment, whenever you step into that room, you just feel the cool and the serenity of the environment. Number three, raise children with biblical values, discipline, integrity, and faith. But that is very, very intriguing, beloved people, precious listeners. I will repeat that point. Raise children with biblical values. The biblical values have nowadays been diluted with secular values, whereby immorality and evilness is exonerated at the expense of virtues. So the vices in the society are nowadays given much attention than even the values, beloved people. So as a mother, we have a responsibility, to raise children with biblical values. Moving forward, model submission, not weakness, but strength under God's order. Submitting to your husband does not mean that is your weakness. Submitting to your marriage, or even as a man submitting to your spouse, is not a weakness, but it is a strength under God's order. If you do it by grace without looking at this person, if I submit, it's like I'm a slave in that house. Don't take advantage of that. Submission is not slavery. Submission is not weakness. Submission, it is just but strength under God's order. Sarah called her husband Lord, not because he was flawless, but because she honored God's structure. Proper submission is not oppression. It is partnership under divine alignment. So that is where people get it wrong, that when somebody submits, it's seen at a point of weakness. No, it is partnership under divine alignment. Even as we finish this episode, beloved people, precious listeners, there are key takeaways that we need to take home. That number one, a mother of nations is a woman of prayer, purpose, and influence. Don't chase relevance, but pursue righteousness. Your life teaches louder than your words, so live what you want others to become. Train, teach, protect, and guide the next generation with conviction and love. Finally, beloved people, precious listeners, the world may applaud vanity, but heaven honors virtue. Rise up, women of God. We need your voice. We need your example. We need your presence. The next generation is waiting. Thank you so much, beloved people. That marks the end of our episode 4 of The Marriage School. Remember, this is a book written by servant of God, Pastor Lenin Were, the founder of RTD Church Christian Radio and RTD Church International. God bless you so much, even as we continue to meditate upon the words we've heard today. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye-bye and shalom.